I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It is July, but today in Berlin, it's May Day. The German press came up with that one since Theresa May, Britain's new prime minister, arrived in Berlin for a visit. May met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel for what they're calling a working dinner, and of course to discuss next steps after Britain voted to leave the European Union. Constanze Stelzenmüller is a senior fellow at Brookings in Washington. So Theresa May's first visit with Angela Merkel in Berlin, was this more about pleasantries than hard bargaining about anything?
I don't think it was just about pleasantries, although those presumably were important to make it clear to waiting observers, journalists, that this was not a hostile meeting. After all, there's been a lot of tension around German-British relations after Brexit.
All right, so let's just listen to how Theresa May responded to a question at their joint press conference.
You asked how we'd got on in our first getting on in our first meeting. I think what is very important is we have two women here who have got on and had a very constructive discussion. Two women who, if I may say so, I think get on with the job and both want to deliver the best possible results for the people of the UK and the people of Germany.
Genau, dem schließe ich mich.
Okay, that was Angela Merkel right at the end there. What did she say?
She said exactly. Okay. I agree with you.
So what kind of dynamic do you think you'll see evolving between them?
Well, I suspect that Angela Merkel is very relieved at seeing somebody in charge who appears to have a level-headed approach to things and means business. I presume that they will have looked deeply into each other's eyes, seen a reasonable and sane person, and decided to try and sort this mess out. Germany has been particularly upset about the Brexit vote because the UK is such an important partner for Germany within the European Union, what with its liberal attitudes to trade and to financial services and its very forward-leaning foreign policy and security postures.
One headline focused on the fact that it's the two most powerful women in the world meeting today. I'm curious, what have you noticed in terms of how the media are talking about gender in their coverage?
You know, I think that that has become less and less important. I think what is more interesting, and here I think there really is a parallel between the two women, or it may be a case where Theresa May has been watching Angela Merkel and said, well, let me try this, is that Angela Merkel has been very good at putting male potential rivals in positions of responsibility and power. And then if they misstepped, if they made mistakes in disassociating herself from them and their mistakes, and they would disappear into political oblivion, and she continued in power. And I think it's noticeable that Theresa May has put the three chief Brexiteers, Liam Fox, David Davis, and Boris Johnson, in key policy positions for executing Brexit.
Are expectations higher for success between two leaders who happen to be women? In some way, they'll be better able to find common ground than two men or a man and a woman?
I remember the condescensions, the derision around women in office 20 years ago, particularly when Margaret Thatcher became prime minister. I think we're well out of that particular mindset. If anything, I think there is an assumption that these women can get something done where their male colleagues have left a trail of destruction. And it's not as though there were a shortage of other intensely difficult issues waiting on us, such as the U.S. elections, the war in Syria, the relationship with Russia, and I could go on.
Can they pull it off?
I think that they are both determined, experienced, calm, and collected women. And if anybody can, they can.
Constanze Stelzenmüller, senior fellow at the Center on the U.S. and Europe at Brookings. Thank you very much today.
You're very welcome.